Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963, and they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and held the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. weekend, I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about black that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders like George Floyd. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talking to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking in and white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. God bless the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the Goodbye Now. Pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. God bless the Goodbye Now. All hail to the Goodbye Now. All hail to the Goodbye Now. God bless the Goodbye Now. I'm talking about the Goodbye Now. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know? That's how it goes. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I thought she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
With Hook Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story for you to get us started on Friday's show. You know, I was in the 8th grade and I was catching the bus in South Central LA, and I was going down Western Boulevard all the way to Hollywood, and I'd get off on Hollywood Boulevard and I would walk down Hollywood Boulevard to Grauman's Chinese Theater, and that's where they were releasing the new movie that were coming out each week. It was being played in Hollywood at the Chinese Theater. So I was walking down the street to the theater every week to go see the new movies that were being released every week. And one week I got off the bus and I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and this hooker, yes, I said a hooker, a prostitute, stopped me on the boulevard. And she saw me walking, and she used to watch me walk every week going down Hollywood Boulevard. So she crossed the street, and she asked me if I wanted to make some money, because I guess I looked like I needed some money, or I looked like I needed a job. And she asked me if I wanted a job. And I'm like, a job? What kind of job? And she says, well, I want to introduce you to my boss. And I'm like, your boss? Now, her boss is a madam that's in charge of 6 prostitutes. But she wanted to introduce me to this lady. And I said, okay, well, let's go. So we crossed the street, and we walked into this 6-room, this 6-apartment building. And we walked into the lobby of the apartment complex. And in the lobby was this 400-pound woman sitting behind a card table, and she was playing solitary with a deck of cards. And the hooker took me in and introduced me to her. She said, "Gregory, this is Big Mama." And, "Big Mama, this is Gregory." And I said, "Big Mama." And she said, "Yeah, that's what they call me. They call me Big Mama. You got a problem with that?" I said, "No, ma'am. I can tell you're a very large lady, so I don't have no problems with that at all." And she said, "All right." She said, "So, do you want to be my gopher?" And I'm like, "Your gopher? What's a gopher?" And she said, "You go for stuff. I'm going to send you to the store, and you go to buy cigarettes, and you go to buy alcohol, you buy beer, you buy sodas, you buy water, you buy popcorn, candy, peanuts, whatever I ask you to go buy, you go to the store and buy it. And I'm going to give you a note for you to give to the salesman so he will sell you anything on this note that I give you. Because I have a relationship with the shopkeeper at that store. So you just go to the store and you bring back the products, and then I'll pay you for going to the store." And I said, "Whoa, I can get paid to do that?" And she said, "Yep, I'll pay you like between $25 and $50 just to go to the store for us. Because, see, I got these girls out in front of the building, and then they come in and they do their business. And then after they do their business, they want to take a break. So I want to have cigarettes for them, and I want to have some drinks for them, and I want to have some popcorn and some peanuts and some candy for them to snack on while they're taking a break between gentlemen. Do you understand?" I said, "Yeah, I understand." She said, "So do you want to work for me or not?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll work for you." And she said, "Okay, sit behind the desk and turn the TV on. And you watch TV until I call you to go to the store." And I said, "Okay." And I walked behind the desk, and there was a big screen back there. So I turned the big screen on, and I started watching TV. But while I was sitting there watching TV, I was also watching what was going on in the lobby of that apartment complex. Because Big Mama was dealing with these hookers. She had six girls that were working on Hollywood Boulevard, and they were bringing men in one at a time. And they would go to Big Mama, and they'd give Big Mama some money, and then Big Mama would give them a key to the apartment that they were going to, and they would take the men to an apartment. And they would go in there and do their business in the bedroom in the apartment. And they would be gone for about an hour or so. And then they would walk out, and they would come out, and they would sit down in a chair or sit on the sofa in the lobby. And the men would walk out the building, and they would leave. And the women would come, and they'd sit down, and they'd give Big Mama the key back, and then they would sit down, and either they'd smoke a cigarette, or they'd drink a beer, or they'd drink a soda, or they'd eat some popcorn or some candy or some snack. So that's what I was going to the store to get. And so I saw how the operation was working, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I can do that." So I watched the girls come in the door one by one. They brought men in from Hollywood Boulevard, and they went and talked to Big Mama. And Big Mama gave them a key to an apartment, and the girls took the men to the apartment to do their business. And they would be in the apartment about an hour. And then they would come walking out, and the men would be all happy, and they would walk out the building and walk back to Hollywood Boulevard, and they would be gone. and the women would come in and sit down on the sofa in the lobby or sit in a chair in the lobby, and they would be talking to Big Mama, you know, just general conversation, you know, general conversation about their activity, and they would give Big Mama the key so that Big Mama had the keys to all of the apartments. And all the girls would come in, and I guess each girl had a different apartment because there were 6 apartments in this apartment complex. And so Big Mama was just in charge of handing out the keys to all the girls. And she was in charge in collecting the money. And then she would give me a note to go to the gas station mini market, which was around the corner from where we were. It was a short walk for me, and I would walk around the corner and go to this gas station that had a mini mart, and it had everything in the mini mart. It had alcohol, it had hard liquor, it had beer, it had wine, it had sodas and water, and it had cigarettes of all kinds. It had all kinds of tobacco. I could have bought cigars if it was on the list. And I would go into the store and I'd give the salesman, I'd give him a note from Big Mama. And she would, you know, have written a list of what she wanted me to get in the store. And she would have given me a handful of money. She gave me like $40 or $50 where I went into the store with the money. And the man put everything in the bag and he rung everything up. And then he told me how much it cost and I would pay him with the money that Big Mama gave. And then I would get the change and I would walk back around the corner to the apartment complex. And I'd walk into the lobby and I'd give Big Mama the bag of groceries that I just bought. And she would take everything out and divide it up and put cigarettes over here and put alcohol over here and put beer over here and water over here and wine over there. And that's how she divided everything. So when the girls came out of the apartments from doing their business, then they would give Big Mama the key back to the room that they just spent an hour in doing their business. And they would give Big Mama the key, and Big Mama would give them a cigarette, or she'd give them a bottle of alcohol, or give them a shot, or whatever, give them a beer to drink, or give them some soda or some water or whatever the lady had an interest in getting. She would serve them up like she was a bartender, and she would serve all these ladies, and they would go and sit down, and, you know, 2 or 3 of them might be in the lobby at the same time, and they would be discussing the business that they just had with the men. So they'd be talking about what the men could do and what the men couldn't do and how the men were freaky like this and they were freaky like that. And all these men had all kind of crazy habits that these girls were really tripping on. And I was just sitting there just amazed at the conversation. And I was just ear hustling, listening to all of these sexual stories that they were talking about, and I was just fascinated with what was going on. But yep, I went to Hollywood every day, Monday through Friday. I would go to Hollywood on the bus, and I'd meet Big Mama about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I would start to work for Big Mama from 6 in the evening to 12 midnight. And then at 12 midnight, I'd say, okay, Big Mama, I got to go. It's time for me to go home because I got to go home and go to school in the morning. And she said, okay, baby, thank you for your work. I'll see you to work tomorrow. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll be back. And she would give me some money. She would break me off like $125 to $175, and I would get on the bus, and I'd be happy, and I'd walk to Western and get on the Western bus, and I would go home. And I caught the bus back to 65th place in South Central L.A., and I would walk down the street, and I'd go in my house, and I'd go to bed and get ready for school the next day. And I was going to a Catholic elementary school, so I was playing ball in the afternoon after I got out of school. If it was football, because I played on the school football team, so I would be playing football, or I would be playing basketball if it was basketball season, and we would have the game usually at the school. If not, it would be at another school, and I would play. And then I would come home from the basketball game, and then I played baseball for the school. So we had a league that we played in, and we had a field that we played in. Southwest Boys Sports was the name of the baseball field we were playing in. And it was in Ladera Heights. So I would ride with my parents out to Ladera Heights to play baseball. And that's the way my year went. And at the end of my eighth grade year, I graduated from school and I went to work at McDonald's. Because I went to the ninth grade in high school, and I worked at McDonald's, and I worked 2 years at McDonald's, so I didn't work anymore for Big Mama, because I was playing football, and then I played basketball, and then I played baseball at my high school. So I was All-American. I was playing ball every year, every sport, and I was really good. I played on all of the teams. And then I went to work at McDonald's. So I got a real job making real money. Well, it wasn't real money. I was making $1.90 an hour. So I wasn't making real money, but I was working and it was good. And my mother had bought me a motorcycle. So I was riding a motorcycle to work every day. And that's how I got back and forth to school and to work every day, Monday through Friday. I would ride my motorcycle to school. And I had a Yamaha 100. It wasn't a big motorcycle, but it was 100 cc, so it was pretty fast. I could do about 65 miles an hour on the highway. So I could get up if I had to. I could roll if I needed to. And I didn't ride on the freeway. I rode on the surface street. But I could have got on the freeway because I went fast enough to where I could have rode on the freeway too. But anyway, so that's my story to start the day off. So this is Friday. And what's today? The 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th. I don't know what today's date is. I don't know. Well, we'll have to wait for my engineer to get back, and then he could tell us what day it is. Because I don't know. I just know it's Friday. So that's my story for today, and I guess I could, I don't know if I can play a song from here, because I don't have any controls, I don't have the control board in front of me to play any stories, or to play any songs, but I could tell you another story that I was working in Carson. I was a DJ at the Ramada Inn in Carson when I was in high school. And I was DJing
Friday, well, I was DJing Monday through Friday. Monday through Sunday, actually, I had a DJ group. It was not just me, but it was like six of us, and we all divided time. And I was the new guy on the block. I wasn't really good at being a DJ. They were training me to be a DJ, but the other guys were real professional DJs. That was their job. And so I would go to the club every night, and I would DJ from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And then I'd get on the dance floor and be dancing with all the girls. So once I finished DJing, it was about being a party animal after that. So that's what I did. I just danced with everybody. And I had a couple of girlfriends that were coming to the club, and they would look for me because I was showing them all the latest dances that I had learned. Because I had a girlfriend, her and her brother were danceaholics, and they would teach me some dance steps, and I'd go to the Ramada Inn and hold dance class at the Ramada Inn. So when I came in, everybody was ready to get on the dance floor and start sweating it out, because I was putting on a dance routine for everybody. So they were listening, and they were doing exactly what I was instructing them to do, and they were dancing, and we were having fun. And I DJed for about 25 years, and I danced for about 22 years. So I was putting it down until I left to go to college after I graduated from high school. I went to the junior college, and performed, and I was DJing at the club while I was at the junior college. And then I transferred to a four-year university, and I was the fraternity guy at the university, and I was DJing for my frat. So I was the dance master at my fraternity, and I was in charge of putting DJing the music for all of the fraternity parties. But anyway, that's a whole nother story, because I'm G Money, and I'm the Pimp Comic. And as soon as my engineer gets back, I guess we'll go on with the radio show. So we'll play some music. Okay.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it. this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
I bounce a ball with my went with my right.
Cause the sweat is just a
yo, he deserved to lose a fight. I might meander across the dream, traveling up the stream. Plug wonder why you're lonely tonight. We see the girls scream as if we're shocked by the live shell. Let's round them up and get them back to the hotel. Motel, holiday. In fact, I'm gonna let you know once again the day I told me sure to show you we will hit the charter harder than the normal rapping four.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. This is the last day of the week, and we're putting on our entertainment for your listening audience. So, welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. So let's talk basketball, and we can talk about the WNBA.
All right, here is the standings for the WNBA as of Friday, July 21st, 2023. In first place, it's the Las Vegas Aces with 20 wins, 2 losses. In second place, the New York Liberty with 14 wins and 5 losses. In third place, the Connecticut Sun has 16 wins. But 6 losses. In fourth place, the Dallas Wings have 12 wins and 9 losses. In fifth place, the Atlanta Dream has 12 wins and 9 losses. In sixth place, the Washington Mystics have 11 wins and 9 losses. In seventh place, the Minnesota Lynx have 10 wins and 12 losses. In eighth place, the Chicago Sky has 8 wins and 13 losses. In ninth place, the Los Angeles Sparks have 7 wins and 14 losses. In 10th place, the Phoenix Mercury has 6 wins and 15 losses. In 11th place, the Indiana Fever also has 6 wins and 15 losses. And in 12th place, the Seattle Storm has 4 wins and 17 losses. And that is the standings for the WNBA. There's one game today. That game is the New York Liberty playing the Washington Mystics. And that's today, starts in about 5 minutes. There's a couple of games this weekend. The Connecticut Sun plays the Atlanta Dream tomorrow. The Las Vegas Aces play the Lynx tomorrow, the Minnesota Lynx tomorrow. The LA Sparks play the Dallas Wings. And the Chicago Sky plays the Seattle Storm. On Sunday, there's only two games. It's the It's the Phoenix Mercury playing the Washington Mystics. And that's it for WNBA basketball.
Well, all right. Well, I know that the Las Vegas Aces won their game yesterday, so now they got 22 wins. So they're leading the WNBA by a lot. They're just compounding their wins one after the other. They are leading the WNBA, so they're just outstanding right now. And they're doing everything they can do to stay on top. So that's good. All right. Well, that's basketball sports report. How about baseball, Major League Baseball? Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root for the home.
All right. Major League Baseball. Let's talk about the National League first, since they have the most winning percentage of the baseball. Let's talk about the National League. How about the National League East? What's the standing of the teams in the National League East?
Yeah, the Braves are on top with 62 wins, 33 losses, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 52 wins, 44 losses. Third place, it's the Miami Marlins with 53 wins, but 45 losses. In fourth place, the New York Mets have 45 wins and 51 losses. And in fifth place, the Washington Nationals with 38 wins and 58 losses. That's the National League East.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like the Braves are leading the East. So what's going on with the National League West?
In the West, the Dodgers are still on top by one win. They have 55 wins and 40 losses. In second place and third place, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Francisco Giants, both who have 54 wins and 43 losses. So Dodgers aren't that far ahead of them. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres with 46 wins, 51 losses. And in fifth place, it's the Colorado Rockies with 37 wins and 59 losses.
All right. What about the National League Central?
In the National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers on top with 54 wins and 43 losses. In second place, it's the Cincinnati Reds with 52 wins and 46 losses. In third place, it's the Chicago Cubs with 46 wins and 51 losses. In fourth place, it's the St. Louis Cardinals with 44 wins and 54 losses. And in fifth place is the Pittsburgh Pirates with 42 wins and 54 losses.
Oh, so the St. Louis Cardinals have moved ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, the Cardinals were at the bottom, and now they're, what, one win ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Oh, well, that's good. The Cardinals are moving up. All right. Well, that sounds good. Let's go to the American League and what's going on in the American League West.
In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top with 58 wins, followed by the Houston Astros with 54 wins. Third place, it's the California Angels with 49 wins. Fourth place, the Seattle Mariners have 48 wins. And in last place, it's the Oakland A's with 27 wins, 72 losses.
Wow. Come on, Oakland A's. Get it together, especially if you want to come to a prominent city like Las Vegas, where we got winners all around. Okay, so what about the American League East?
In the American League East, it's the Baltimore Orioles on top with 59 wins and 37 losses, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who have 60 wins, but they have 40 losses. Third place, it's the Toronto Blue Jays with 54 wins and 43 losses. In fourth place, the Boston Red Sox have 51 wins and 46 losses. And in fifth place, it's the New York Yankees with 50 wins and 47 losses.
Well, the Yankees are at the bottom. They're not doing anything this year, huh? They're not maintaining that Yankee history. They're at the bottom of the pack. All right. Well, what about American League Central? How are those Cincinnati Reds doing in the American League Central?
Cincinnati Reds are in the National League, but in the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 50 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 47 wins. Third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 44 wins. In fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox with 41 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals with 28 wins.
Well, all right. Well, any games that were played in the last couple of days in the Major League Baseball that we could talk about?
Yeah. Well, we talked about some of those games yesterday, but the let's see, which ones did we not talk about? The White Sox, Chicago White Sox beat the New York Mets 6-2. Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 3-0. I think we talked about that one. The Mariners beat the Twins 5-0. We talked about that one. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays. I think we talked about that one, too. Let's see. Oakland A's lost to the Houston Astros 3-1. And the Chicago Cubs lost to the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2. Today, the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3, and that's the only game that's been played so far. Let me refresh my screen because some of these games have started now. Yep. The Padres lead the Tigers, and it's the top of the second inning. They lead the Tigers 3-0. It's the bottom of the second for the Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. The score is still 0-0. Colorado Rockies are leading the Miami Marlins 2-0 at the end of the first inning. And all the other games have not started yet. The Giants are playing the Nationals. Kansas City Royals are playing the New York Yankees. The Mets are playing the Red Sox. Phillies are playing the Cleveland Guardians. Arizona Diamondbacks are playing the playing the Cincinnati Reds. The Dodgers are playing the Texas Rangers today. The Atlanta Braves are playing the Milwaukee Brewers. The Chicago White Sox are playing the Minnesota Twins. Pittsburgh Pirates are playing the California Angels. Houston Astros are playing the Oakland A's in Oakland. In about an hour and a half, in about 2 hours, I might try to go see that game. And the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Seattle Mariners. And that's it for today's games.
All right. Well, that sounds good for the Major League Baseball. They got a lot of games going on, and the teams are still changing positions, so that's good. The first-place teams are moving to second place, and then they're moving back to first place, and the third place teams are moving up to second place and then moving back to third place. And oh, it's a jockey of positions right now. So I guess they're kind of getting themselves set up for the playoffs, but they got like 4 months before the playoffs in the month of October. So I guess, well, it's not really 4 months because August, September, and then October is 3 months. And then we'll be playing in the Major League Baseball playoffs. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for basketball and for baseball. But I got an announcement for football. The Washington football team, now called the Washington Commanders, have been bought by a new company. A new group has bought the Washington football team, and they sold the football team for $6 billion. And one of the investors for the new football team is Magic Johnson. So now Magic Johnson is involved with the Las Vegas Aces. He owns the Los Angeles Dodgers. He owns a part of the Los Angeles Lakers. And he's involved with, what's the other team? I think he owns part of a soccer team. I'm not sure what city the soccer team is. But Magic Johnson is doing his thing. He's buying, he's getting involved in all of these sports teams. But I guess if you got 60,000 fans coming to all the games, you're making money because the stadiums fill up. And at $50 a ticket, oh, that means he's making money on every game, whether the team wins or loses. He's making money, and he's an investor. I got to go holler his Magic and say, hey, man, I need you to invest in some music so that we can do some music together, because you're involved in all the sports, and you got a couple of grocery stores in Vegas. You need to get involved in some music, and then you will be on the top of the world. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's G-Money Sports Report for today. the 23rd of July, 2023. Okay, so we have to take a commercial break and be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
On the left side, on the right side, and in the middle,
and it don't stop and it don't quit.
On the left side, on the right side.
Your
neck when you bother this. All respect is due cause the father is good to go on this holy flow. Life's a little more than the cradle to the grave though. Out of control as I slay devils night and day. I'm on the go serving Christ in the major way. Coast to coast burning up like soap. It's all good in the Holy Ghost. I drop threes like Reggie Miller, the cold killer. I hunger and I thirst for the world and I feel the. There'll be no thieves in my temple. I'm rugged, rough and raw, it's quite simple. I never go back in the wrong direction. I'm only here by the resurrection. Down for the cause of soul saving.
I'm even praising God when I'm waving, bring the praise.
We came to bring the praise. On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
And in the middle.
We came to bring the praise.
Hey, and it don't stop and it don't quit.
On the left side.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring
hey, everybody
the
in the middle.
All right, we know the money.
Chili baby, lilin' all the lift him high. Into my eyes, praising God is what I'm gonna do until I die. I'm a gangster. Born again, you better warn your men about the loss, but now I'm found. Hands
now,
up,
now, I'm down. Praise for all the AKs that missed, and all of the demons that was meaning to put me in the twist. Now it's like this, and it's like that. T-shirt and cat, stand glory to the king on the A1 script, late, back, track, straight.
D-R-A-I-S-E, through the double 93, and demons still can't see me, oh, double G. Giving that praise up, and if you ain't down with that partner, raise up.
Lay down like A1, I'm swift to bring the word to the homies where I was at on the curb, sipping on the Thunderbird. I heard the truth, now I'm Jesus Christ, swinging in the mix of 96, and it's praises that we bring the praise.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
And in the middle.
We came to bring the praise.
Hey, and it don't stop and it don't quit.
On the left side.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
And in the middle.
We came to bring the praise.
Come on, and it don't stop. Yeah, praise God. If you feel it in your hands, praise God. If you know that it's your friend, praise God. If you feel it in your hands, praise God. Because it's coming back again, praise God. If you feel it in your hands, praise God. If you know that it's your friend, praise God. If you feel it in your hands, praise God. Jesus. I'm busting out with the flavor in the ear, drop the bomb on you. You better be careful, the anointing's coming strong on you. Why don't you step, I'm gonna make a bet that if you don't get saved, then hell just sweat.
And let me rip the mic as I break them off, something like this. And I'm serving gospel with a funky dope twist. And I'm praising God as I lift up my hands. And I can't understand his amazing grace. Bring the praise.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
And in the middle.
We came to bring the praise.
Yeah, and it don't stop and it don't quit.
On the left side.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring the praise.
On the right side.
We came to bring
and everybody
the
in the middle.
We came to
are you in the house? Jamani, are you in the house? Leisha, are you in the house? Pastor Duncan, are you in the house? Testament, are you in the house? Everybody, are you in the house? Hey, we came to bring the praise.
We came to bring the praise.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. But before I go, I want to recognize some birthdays of the friends, fans, and followers of the radio show. So DJ Papa D, can you play our intro song to the birthdays and then give us a list of everybody that's celebrating their birthday today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, July 21st, 2023. Happy birthday to Charles Gatlin. Happy birthday to DeAndre Parrish Warren. Happy birthday to Henry Bryant Jr. Happy birthday to Breezy Thompson. Happy birthday to Michelle Lurie. Happy birthday to William L. Strickland. Happy birthday to Tracy Abongwa. And last but not least, happy birthday to Michael McCray. That's it. So we want to celebrate everyone who's having a birthday today, July 21st, 2023.
Well, all right. Everybody is celebrating their birthday today. May God bless them and give them the glorious and the glory that he has graced everybody with. And may he look after everybody's family and friends, the safety of unity in the community. And may we have peace on earth now and forever. All right. Well, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, and may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you live in everlasting glory of our Lord and Savior, God Almighty. Amen. And now, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money. because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can
to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
I'm back in the hood, cause I'm the man. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom, getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head fall, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay down to sleep, pray dear Lord,
my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep, cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6-5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. Money and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, just fine.
Shut up already, damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like a blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her room.
Shut up already. Damn.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Dip, snap, and drop. Everything sweet, mother jeez. Dip, snap, and drop. Don't you get all that in them jeans?
I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue, got blue.
Shut up already, damn.
I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love
my... Shut up already, damn.
She was beautiful, big breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair, she had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. They say I'm so fly, they call me Chef Black Bear. Girls in my neighborhood, French
fries. Shut up already, damn.
With dark skin, and the other girl was light skin. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
beautiful.
Shut up! Shut up already! Damn!
Big breasts, big booty, she had pretty hair, she had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Hot like the blazing fire burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate Janet.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue steppin' crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know,
Now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Money. Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
That man, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door, and she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
That man, you were so ugly. You had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Bad man, you are so ugly, you had to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal.
Bad man, you used to be called Turtle Man. You wore pink tights, a red cape, and a green power belt, and you wore a turtle mask. Because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tight.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determine the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
What, man? Can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose identity is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and got Mark Jackson in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't break out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman was the only superhero that didn't have any friends. His mama had put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
Everybody,
came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother!
My Sam!
Brother!
My line brother! Take my finger.
the house. We can't.